In the early 1930s, Hollywood was still adjusting to the transition from silent films to talkies, and studios were rapidly experimenting with content, style, and boundaries. Among the most notorious and enigmatic casualties of this era was Convention City, a pre-code comedy directed by Archie Mayo and released by Warner Bros. In late 1933. Hailed in its time as raucous, risk, and wildly inappropriate, the film has since earned a ghostly reputation, remembered more for its destruction than its content. Today, Convention City stands as one of the most famous lost films of the 20th century, a tantalizing whisper from Hollywood's most uninhibited era. This is Land of the Lost, Convention City. Convention City was a satire aimed squarely at corporate America, set during a sales convention of the Honeywell Rubber Company in Atlantic City. The story followed a group of overzealous businessmen who descended on the city in a haze of booze, flirtation, and farcical mishaps, dragging along secretaries, wives, and mistresses for a weekend of no-holds-barred debauchery. The film's ensemble cast included Joan Blondell, Adolphe Menjou, Dick Powell, Mary Astor, Frank McHugh, and Guy Kibbe, all stalwarts of Warner Bros. Fast-talking, hard-living house style. The screenplay was written by Robert Lord, a frequent collaborator of Mayo, known for his snappy dialogue and keen eye for social satire. Though tame by today's standards, Convention City was astonishingly brazen for its time. Scenes reportedly included suggestive dialogue, implied nudity, off-color jokes, and frequent references to infidelity and drinking. Much of the humor relied on innuendo, and critics noted the film's barely disguised lasciviousness. Joan Blondell, a pre-code icon, was said to have appeared in one scene in a sheer negligee that left little to the imagination, while characters were shown leering at secretaries and propositioning strangers in bars. It was the kind of film that flaunted the lack of strict censorship during the pre-code years, which had started to generate alarm among conservative groups and moral watchdogs. Despite the controversy, Convention City was released to theaters in December 1933 and quickly became both a popular and contentious title. Audiences were titillated by the film's outrageousness, and box office returns were strong, but the film also attracted scathing criticism from more conservative quarters. The Catholic Legion of Decency, established in the same year, would soon begin applying intense pressure on studios to rein in content. Only months after the film's release, the industry's Production Code Administration, headed by Joseph Breen, began enforcing the Motion Picture Production Code with unprecedented rigor. By mid-1934, the freewheeling days of Hollywood were over. What makes Convention City such a fascinating artifact isn't just its content. It's the mystery of its disappearance. Warner Bros., fearing the wrath of the new censors and perhaps embarrassed by the film's lack of subtlety, reportedly withdrew Convention City from circulation after the code crackdown. Studio memos from the mid-1930s suggest that executives considered the film impossible to reissue or edit to meet the new standards. Unlike many other pre-code films that were simply shelved, Convention City was seemingly targeted for destruction. The studio is believed to have destroyed all known prints of the film, and possibly even the negative, sometime in the late 1930s or early 1940s. Some sources claim that studio head Jack Warner personally ordered the film burned due to its irredeemable content. Over the decades, collectors and archivists have searched for surviving copies, but only promotional materials, still photographs, scripts, and scattered reviews remain. A full copy of the shooting script was eventually located and archived, offering some idea of what the film contained, though without Mayo's direction, the actors' performances, and the film's visual energy, it remains incomplete. The loss of Convention City is a particularly painful example of the fragility of early cinema. During that era, studios often saw little value in preserving films once they had outlived their commercial usefulness. Film stock made of nitrate was not only flammable, but prone to decay, and archiving was neither standardized nor prioritized. Films were routinely recycled, dumped, or destroyed. While some lost films have miraculously resurfaced in foreign archives, private collections, or dusty vaults, Convention City remains stubbornly out of reach. Over the years, the film has taken on a mythic quality among film historians and classic cinema enthusiasts. It is seen as a symbol of the wild, unrepentant freedom of the pre-code era, a time when studios pushed boundaries and filmmakers operated without the looming threat of moral guardianship.